We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is unfortunately not available today. That's John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. That said, I've got a few pieces of news to share and an interview I conducted with a Google Trusted Photographer, a friend of mine too. Her name is Rebecca, and get a little insight into how that might help local search rankings. So to start with, in the news, it has been busy. My goodness. First of all, John Mueller, our friend John, and he is going to be on the show, by the way. We finally got a touch again. John Mueller has suggested that moving a site all at once is best. And this is because by moving it all at once, Google will expedite the crawling once they see that something is happening. So as soon as they get the sense that a website is being transitioned, they're going to start crawling it more often. So, to quote him here, he says, make sure you set the change of address setting in Webmaster Tools so that we really know that the old domain has moved completely over. That's what we want to do after that's complete. But when you're doing the transition, make sure you do it all at once or as quickly as possible. Now, okay, what happens if you can't? You just simply can't. He also states that obviously you can't always make that work. And in those situations, they'll just deal with what they have to deal with. But they're saying in an ideal world, transition it all at once. Okay? Now, Google mobile-friendly factors. Holy cow, has that ever made a shakeup? I'm sure good old John's going to have some thoughts about this next week. But essentially what's happened is Google has, I don't think they've done this, at least to this extent. They've told us far ahead of time that a big algorithmic update's coming. And that's on April 21st, where they're going to expand their mobile friendliness force, their force on us, essentially. And that is because a lot of people who have websites that don't have anything that's mobile friendly, if they can't earn the mobile friendly signifier from Google, they will not get as much exposure. That's what it's been like to this point in mobile search. Well, To quote them here, starting April 21st, we will be expanding our use of mobile friendliness as a ranking signal. This change will affect mobile searches in all languages worldwide and will have a significant impact in our search results. Consequently, users will find it easier to get relevant, high-quality search results that are optimized for their devices. Now, how often have you heard them say significant impact and forecasting that? That's stunning. So, really, they've given us a ton of warning, and I'm impressed. First of all, I think it's a good move. Google Mobile should only be delivering 100% mobile-friendly results. I think that's just a brilliant move, and it had to be done. The best part of this, I think, is that it's forcing a lot of people to look at their sites, including myself. Stepforth has been, it's been by the wayside for so long because we're busy, but it simply has to get some attention now because it's not mobile-friendly. I have other sites that are, but it's just, you know, unless you're on a new theme when you're in WordPress or your site's been updated lately, you can be in a whole lot of hot water. A lot of updates need to be done. That very same day, in fact, I notified the interior design community about this update. And I'm already talking to people in terms of how to help them get this update done as quickly as possible. So normally I'm a little incensed when Google forces change, but in this case, this is one of the few times I think it's really good for the entire online experience. There's nothing worse than going to a site that is just a clunker on your mobile device, and you have to zoom in and everything. It gets annoying. So good for them, and they're using their muscle. There's no doubt about it. Now, this next piece of news, I just don't know how to feel about this. My first thought is I'm disappointed, and the second thought is maybe it's good. I don't know. Anyway, Google is splitting Google Plus into two areas, Google Photos and Google Streams. Now, I've seen, actually on the SEM post, I believe it sort of reads a little differently as though it's called Google Photos and Streams, but it's not. There's actually two separate places, Google Photos and Google Streams. And this was from an interview that was done on The Verge, theverge.com. And it was done with, Bradley Horowitz, I believe. Was that the interview with? Yes. So Bradley Horowitz has taken over. He was the Google VP of products, and now he's taking over for Google Plus on both of those particular platforms. One thing that still kind of boggles me is that Hangouts, it's noted here that Hangouts will continue on as a standalone product. They just shut down Google Talk as a standalone program. So now they're going to bring Google Hangouts as a standalone product. I don't know. It's bizarre. Google just needs to stay still for a little bit on some of these names and the products. I mean, Google Plus had so many benefits, and it's not dead, but it's certainly going to piss a lot of people off making these switches. Google Plus, a lot of the benefits were for photographers. I found it amazing as a place for photographers. I know a lot of businesses as well, but non-photography businesses, but for photographers, it was fantastic to watch the stream and just see what was coming through. I just kind of enjoyed that in my off time. So now there'll be a new places called Google Photos to do that. I think knowing Google that will be better for photographers, but I guess we'll soon see. Google Streams, personally, it seems to me that is now going to focus a lot on just the stream, kind of like Twitter, which frankly is my least favorite part of Google Plus. Yes, I did go in there to look at some photos, but from a marketing perspective, I found it horrendous. But I'm not exactly a natural at social media, so I guess that could explain that. Anyways, I would love to hear what you guys think of this. I'm very mixed and a little worried about Google Plus. I never saw this kind of a break coming. But then again, as soon as Vic Kondrota left Google Plus, and he was the head of it all, and he was the mastermind behind all of this, a lot of things sort of went up in the air. In fact, it was noted that there was about 1,200 employees in Google Plus. It's now cut in half. And some major moves. So with that said, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to convene with Rebecca and do a bit of an interview.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and I'm here today with Rebecca Kirstein, a Google Trusted Photographer with BK Studios Photographers in Victoria. How are you doing today, Rebecca?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. And happy belated birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Yay, fun.
Yay,
fun. Did you wear your tiara?
I did not wear my tiara today. I really should have. I wore it all day yesterday, though.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's the day you're supposed to do it, so it's good.
I know. It would just look weird wearing it today.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Awkward for all involved. Yeah.
You could just have it sort of like on one of those...
a necklace tiara?
Kind of like...
Oh, like
when you put your sunglasses down, you know, a little hanger?
Like a lanyard. A tiara lanyard.
Yes. Okay, I feel like I need it right now. I got to get up for my daughter, actually. That's great. Okay, so... the reason we have you on today is because a lot of people these days want to get better exposure in Google Local or Google My Business or whatever the F they're calling it today.
Yeah.
It is Google My Business now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And as a result, these little edges that in your case you can offer are pretty cool. So I know Google Trusted Photographers, pretty much every city is going to have them, right?
Yes.
So how did that come or how did you find out about it?
I found out about it actually Googling, just looking at new ways for our clients to be able to use photography in their business. And I don't even actually remember what terms I was Googling, but I came across the Google Trusted Photographer program. And I was like, why haven't I heard of that? Mm. And so it was relatively new in North America at the time. And it was hard to get on as a Google Trusted Photographer. So I hounded them and hounded them and hounded them. And eventually eventually they actually created an opening for me because they were like, oh, you actually really want this.
Let's make room for the
Let's make room. Yeah. And so it's now North America wide, but in select areas and obviously filling up quickly to be available for every city.
So does each photographer have a limited area they're allowed to sell in?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We all have limited areas that we're allowed to sell in, but there are other areas that don't yet have have maximum capacity for Google Trusted Photographers. So we can actually go into those areas if we wanted to. So for instance, if I was on vacation somewhere that didn't yet have a Google Trusted Photographer, I could sell that service in that area.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're never on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
So in Victoria, are there, in this case, that's where we're based here.
Yes.
Where, like, are there a lot of competition, or is, can there only be one?
There can only be so many per region, okay. And that's based on the availability of business in that area. They want Google Trusted Photographers to succeed, so they don't just not cap it and let 500 photographers be Google Trusted Photographers. It would kind of defeat the purpose, and the training that you go through is quite extensive.
Hmm. So, obviously, this is not... Google-sanctioned boudoir photography.
No.
So what
Google
exactly?
Should start sanctioning that, though.
They should. I'd be behind
I don't know
that.
Why they don't want a piece of that.
You know, that's one change I'd be behind at Google. All right. So tell us, what does a Google Trusted Photographer do?
So a Google Trusted Photographer can sell and provide Google Business View tours. So essentially, it's the same thing that you see on Google Maps. You'll be able to then walk into a business, not just walk down the street and see what's on that street. You'll be able to walk into the business. You can now walk into the business and tour the business the same way you would tour a street on Google Maps.
So it's sort of Google Street View meets walk in the business.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So cool. The street view then becomes the business view. And you can go right in and see what's on their shelves. And for instance, a restaurant, you can determine what corner of the restaurant you want to sit in, what table you want, what the vibe of that restaurant is, rather than just being able to see their menu. And oftentimes, too, their pretty pictures online, right? We've all gone and seen the pretty pictures of a hotel and then stayed in that hotel and been like, I don't think so. That was some pretty awesome HDR photography you had on your website, but that's not actually what this place looks like.
Right.
The Google Business View Tour is actually a representation of what that business looks like. It looks great and it is a high quality photography and it makes it look beautiful, but it is an accurate representation.
The stains are cleaned up. I mean,
there's a certain amount of
makeup applied.
Yeah. It's there's no retouching done to the tours whatsoever. So, okay. But it is, you know, high quality tours that you're getting, you know, great lighting and all of those things, which makes businesses look good online.
So really it's meant for places where people traffic a lot, not like the average office, like, woohoo, I'm going to walk into this office building, go to every office.
Yes. No. So for some, we do have a lot of dentists and medical buildings. And because it does improve your visibility online, it does, you know, prove that you are a physical location and what that physical location looks like. And if you have an attractive business, for instance, an aesthetics business, you know, they put a lot of time and money into creating these beautiful spaces for people to come into. And they may be a quote unquote office building or a clinic, but they have a beautiful space. And that's part of what their clients are looking for. So they want to see that online.
Hmm. Very cool. So how does it work?
So you essentially find a Google Trusted Photographer in your area, which you can Google Trusted Photographer.
Excellent.
And it will pop up a list of all of the photographers all over the world. So you can search by country, by region, by city, and find a Google Trusted Photographer in your area. Obviously, we are a Google Trusted Photographer in Victoria, BC.
But are there reviews for Google reviews for Google Trusted Photographer?
Absolutely, there are. Right, so you can then go and find the Google reviews for that said Google Trusted Photographer, and Google themselves actually does rate photographers based on performance. Hmm. So there is actually, you can look online and see the top photographer in your area
nice.
Based on their skill and the amount of tours that they've got under their belt. So you can check that out too. And so you essentially just contact the photographer, you book your Google virtual tour, and the photographer takes care of the rest. So we come to the location, we photograph. So you want to pick a day where you're not overrun with clients. And
every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
And you've got some space in the day to have this. So some people do it before they open or after they close. And we tour the building. It usually takes somewhere between an hour and 2 hours, depending on the size of your business, and then within a few weeks it's online and it's on your Google Plus page and it's on Google Maps, and you can embed that tour in your website as well, so that your clients can see it through your website directly.
Now, is that something you get from the photographer, or is it something you can access and embed from your
Yeah, so we would send you a link and instructions as to how to embed. So there's kind of a standard way, as you well know, and then there's a fancier way. So depending on the type of website that you have and whether you're doing your own development or you've hired a developer, you can do it a number of different ways, but it's very, very simple. It's literally a line of code that you plug in, and the tour is live on your site as well.
So the tour, is it all connected into one video-like thing?
Yeah. So it's essentially, you've seen virtual tours online where you can kind of move through with arrows, markers that kind of steer you one direction or the other. So it is like that, where you tour through and follow the arrows, and you can go up and you can go down and you can go around corners, and so any area of the business. But that being said, the business owner can choose, like a restaurant, for instance. You can see our kitchen if you're, you know, like a Milestones or somewhere that has an open kitchen. You can see it from the outside, but you don't necessarily tour through it, or you don't tour through bathrooms or storage rooms or areas you don't want toured.
Good.
We all have those in our business, right? I will not be touring your bathroom today.
And yet another good reason why they don't do it when there's people in there eating.
Exactly. And then you're blurring faces and all that. So there is people in the tours, we're actually blurring faces, license plates, anything like that. There's very specific requirements.
So why would someone want this?
Someone would want this, particularly if they are retail, restaurant, spas, all of those types of businesses. But as well, like I said earlier, dentists and medical buildings and all of those businesses want visibility online. They want their clients to be able to see where they're coming to, what kind of establishment you might be. A restaurant's a really great example of, you know, where you might sit or what types of... We also are doing the virtual tour, but included in the virtual tour is what we call point of interest photos. Hmm. And so we're actually doing still photographs as well that can then go on your Google Plus page, and you own them as the business owner. Hmm. So you can use them on your website and in social media and however else you want to use those images. So you do get professional high quality still images as well as the tour.
Wow.
I know. For
how much does this cost?
So this is anywhere between $400 and maximum $1,000. The average business in Victoria is between $400 and $500. That's pretty standard. It's a one-time fee. You don't pay that every year till the end of time. It's a one-time fee. You pay it. It's up there, and you can have it redone if you, you know, remodel, that kind of thing. Some people like to redo it during like flower shops, for instance, do something totally different at Christmas time, and they want to, you know, have a different tour up, that kind of thing. So you can do that, but most businesses require a one-time fee. And
so I know one thing that, well, it's the first thing that came to my mind, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are going to have the same question. Does this help you at all in rankings?
It does. And so
Google say you can actually say that?
So Google says we can actually say that, but we can't give you specifics as to how, because of the fact that that actually changes regularly. So it isn't that you specifically, you know, you get better rankings that are quantified by X, Y, or Z. As you well know, that can be a dicey game to get into. You're going to get this many more clicks, and it isn't that kind of thing. But when you Google a business category, and the listings come up, you will see a business that has had a Google Business View tour done will show up in those listings, but they will also have that sidebar listing with an image that will say "See Inside." And you can click on that "See Inside" image, which will take you directly into the tour. So that does make you stand out in terms of just the view alone when you Google that business category. Mm-hmm. If there are other businesses in that category who don't have those tours, you're going to kind of stand out ahead of the pack.
Awesome. Well, I would also imagine that, because a big part of Google's local algorithm is to focus on whether or not you actually exist. That's why they want to look at how many times there's address information here, and they're all in the same syntax. Blah, blah, blah. It gets crazy.
Exactly.
So this way, I mean, this is
proof. Yeah, this is proof that you do in fact exist in the location that you claim to exist in.
So then, really, for listeners out there, obviously this is all relatively new. How long is since this launched? Maybe a year?
It's been over a year in North America. I don't know the specific launch date actually of North America, because I think there was a soft launch before there was the big launch. So, but it has been around a couple of years now. So,
I wonder if anyone's done any tests to see whether or not. Or just to see what kind of a boost this gives.
Yeah, I don't believe so, because I've been looking for that information, because I'd love to give my clients concrete information. As you know, when it comes to the Google. We're constantly guessing at what they might be doing next and what might be happening. So it is a bit of a... an unknown, but it's definitely helping your business in terms of visibility, particularly for those businesses that don't have a lot of visibility online. They may not have, it's not affordable to have the whole business photographed and have constant changing product photography, things like that. So for businesses like that, that don't have a great sort of ever-changing presence online, it's a great way to be able to access professional photography affordably.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, it's the strangest question. Do they have to blur dogs' faces?
Good question. I don't believe so, because I don't think Fido's going to hunt them down and sue them. But
I know there's some people.
Good question. I don't think I've ever blurred a dog's face, but I don't know that I've had one in my shot yet either.
So. Yeah, probably not a good thing in a restaurant.
Unless you live in France, because that's cool there.
So if anyone here has a... hotel or anything like that, is that the standard Google photographer?
No. So they actually handle hotel Google photography through a third party. So you can Google that as well, though, if you are a hotel, and you can submit a request to be contacted, and you will be contacted by a third party. So that wouldn't be myself that would go around and contact on behalf of the hotel photography, but you can then become a Google trusted hotel photographer as well. So it's all part of the program, but it's a bit of a different protocol.
Yeah, you'd think that would it be worth the time? Because, I mean, once a hotel gets their photography done, they're good for a long time.
And you would think so, but hotels change their decor often. Like, they update and upgrade and do all of those things. So I actually just had a call the other day from a big local hotel who wanted to upgrade their tour. And they'd had a tour done just 2 years ago. Mm. And they're ready to do it again now because they've sort of change their style a little bit and potentially new ownership, all of those kinds of things. So hotels tend to be a good repeat customer, actually.
Hmm. Excellent. Is there anywhere on your website right now that they can find out more information about this?
They certainly can. Yeah.
So what is your website address?
It is www.b-kstudios.com. And there is a Google Business View tab front and center that you can go and check out and see examples of tours that we've got online, as well as more information, pricing, how to go about booking a tour, all of that.
Excellent. Is there anything else you think anyone would like to hear about this, or we might have missed?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered all the bases. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It's a great tool for local business to be able to advertise their services and give people an inside tour and what they're all about.
Now, for the geeks out there, what do they give you to do this? Is it just a piece of software that you log into that you upload the photos in, or how does
it work? So we do actually have Google has, of course, a proprietary software that is used. So we are using Picasa is the Interweb Albums, and then we are using their specific software that is stitching. So it's stitching your virtual tour together, and it's very, very specific, very precise way of doing things. So the training for becoming a Google trusted photographer is fairly extensive because they want things done really consistently across the board globally. So
it's not one of those where you take a photo with the spherical lens.
No, we are using those lenses, and what we're doing is we're actually taking a 360 images. So we're taking them from the four different points on the axis when we're on the tripod, and then those images are being stitched together. And because of the high quality nature of the photography and the equipment that we're using, we're actually taking three shots at three different exposures at each angle on each axis, and then moving around the room in that way and stitching those all together. So it's quite a technical process, but it's down to a fine science.
Do they give you a good discount on getting that equipment?
They do, yeah.
You go.
And we actually use the same equipment that we're using is being used by NASA, which is quite interesting.
On their rover or something?
They're using it within the space stations, taking interior tour photographs. So, yeah.
There you go. Google's got the best.
Google's got the best of the best.
well, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good. And so anyone wants to see any more information from Rebecca, you can go to b-kstudios.com. Rebecca is a photographer in Victoria, BC. Great stuff you do, by the way. Love your photography.
Yeah, we do a lot of other stuff besides Google Tours.
Yes, exactly. A lot.
A lot for business.
Yes. So thanks for joining us, and hopefully we can get you back on again.
Thanks so much, Ross.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
All-Inclusive Marketing is the luxurious five-star resort of digital marketing.
Welcome to All-Inclusive Marketing.
Engage with All-Inclusive Marketing's award-winning strategists to ramp up your online profitability and brand exposure, driving new customer acquisitions, increased sales, and stronger buyer retention.
Another mojito, please?
All-Inclusive Marketing's full-service digital and performance marketing accommodates every brand, specializing in retail, travel, and software as a service.
What a great room.
The A in All-Inclusive Marketing means award-winning leadership, excellence in results, as well as an A rating by the Better Business Bureau. For reach, engagement, and conversion, it's All-Inclusive Marketing. Reserve a free consultation today at allinclusivemarketing.com/radio.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, because John's not here today. He's away on business. So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Rebecca. That's Rebecca Kirstein from bkstudios.com. That's b-kstudios.com. Just an amazing photographer, and I really appreciated her coming in to talk about Google Trusted Photographers and Google Business View. It's pretty hard, as everyone knows, to keep on top of Google and what they're up to. And, at times I'm pretty blown away, impressed, and this is one of them. I think this is a brilliant idea of theirs to make it so that you could literally walk off the street using Street View into an office space. Genius. I guess that's why they got so many PhDs there, right? Yeah. Got to show us up all the time. Well, with that said, let's look at a bit more in terms of news right now. Google has confirmed they are releasing their own wireless service in the U.S. So I think today we can officially say this is the Google show. Good God, they've been busy. So what do you think a wireless service is going to do? You know, is it really going to have, to me, it just seems like a brilliant move, although it's bound to put them into some hot water with regulatory commissions. But because it would be daft if they didn't. I'm sure they planned this well ahead of time and they know what they're up against. But I can say for sure, I would love to see them come to Canada and shake things up here, because we've got quite the monopoly. In any case, that is today's show. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Do my best to manage without my buddy John. He and I are a good team. But thanks to Rebecca, I think we filled in the gap quite nicely with some good info. So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, thank you for joining us and listening to this special episode of SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to send them to my emails. Mine is ross@stepforth.com, or you can reach John via Twitter @JohnCarcut. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.